thinking about burying that Easter bunny all these years ago. By this time in my life, I've buried a lot of pets now, sadly. A lot of us have. It's always such a sad thing. My son, Sam, is 22 now. He's here. And my daughter, Ivy, 19. She's here too. And we have buried a lot of beloved pets over the years. The first one was way back when Sam was 3 and Ivy was about 9 months. And Sam found a little green lizard in our house. Apparently, it wasn't in the best of health. He was pretty brown. Where we lived down in southeast Texas at that time, and there were all those little lizards all over the place. And Sam would try to catch them. And with this one, when Sam touched him, he didn't run off. And so Sam ended up putting him into an empty Lunchable box, you know, with the big holes on top. And he put a couple of pieces of macaroni and cheese in there. And Sam said, he really likes me. He likes me better than the other ones have. The next morning, before I was even out of bed, Sam came running into the bedroom holding his lizard, which by now was not only very still, but also very stiff. And he said, look, he's still asleep. I said, are you sure he's asleep? And he said, yeah, his eyes are closed. I suggested that he might be dead. He took the news pretty well. I asked Sam if he wanted to bury him, and he said he did. And so a little bit later that morning when we were all dressed, we took the lizard outside to the flower bed right by the front porch. And I put Ivy in her stroller so she could see what was happening and dug a little grave. And Sam put the lizard in, covered him up. I asked Sam if he'd like me to say a few words. It seemed like maybe a good time to expose him to these things. And he said he did want me to say something. And then he said, I gave him a name. I said, oh, really? What is it? He said, Walker. I said, Walker? Where'd you get that name? I named him after Ivy's Walker. So there we were, Dad, 3-year-old Sam, 9-month-old Ivy in her stroller, out on the front porch for our odd little graveside service. I intoned in my best preacher voice, you know, Walker was a fine lizard, and now he's in heaven with God. Sam said, he's not in heaven. I said, he's not. And he said, no, he's right there in that hole. I said, well, how do you explain the concept of a soul to a 3-year-old? Do lizards even have souls? I said, his inside is in heaven. He said, like his stomach? I said, okay, funeral's over. Let's get going. Look, it is hard for 3-year-olds and 43-year-olds and 73-year-olds to comprehend, but let me just try to spell this out for you today. Your tears are right and good, but they are not the last word. Your dead are not to be found in the grave. By the power of Christ, they are not right there in that hole. They are alive in the deep heart of God, stomach and all. They are alive. On that Friday, that ugly word irreversible held sway over Jesus' disciples. 2 days later, there were these crazy rumors about Jesus' missing body. They couldn't believe it. I mean, literally, they could not believe it. They were adults. I mean, they had lived enough in their own lives to understand the meaning of the word irreversible. Some things are just lost, and you can't get them back. But finally, personal appearances by Jesus himself convinced them that something altogether new had broken out on the earth. And when that sunk in, these same people who had been crushed by fear and despair were soon preaching with great boldness to large crowds in the streets of Jerusalem. Easter hits a new note of hope and faith. That what God once did in a garden tomb in Jerusalem, God can and will repeat for the world and for us and for those we love. And that is the sure and the certain hope that's given to us on this day in Christ. What does it mean for the world that Jesus is risen? It means that no childhood act, no youthful indiscretion, no sin or mistake, no foolish decision, not even death, is irreversible. Easter contains within it at its core the merciful, the poignant, the hopeful, the powerful promise of reversibility. Anything is possible.